This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, it's happening. It's here. This is your boy. This is Clan's Toilet. I told you guys it would be happening, and here it is. The very first installment. It's 11 a.m. 11 a.m., yes, on a Wednesday. And this is what you're going to start knowing as G-Man, the ad man. Now, what's going on is that the track you heard before was not a mistake. Yeah, Gustav Zubarraf. For those who don't know what that means, Questa in that song says, he's actually gonna go deep diving into the night. But actually, how that pertains to today's show is that we're gonna be deep diving. We're gonna be deep diving, and that you're gonna be meeting a lot of the guys that you have heard about in advertising, a lot of the people that you've heard make the amazing ads that you love. You know what is amazing about ads in South Africa is that South Africans have a very, very intimate relationship with advertising. We love the amazing ads. People can rattle off adverts at the back of their at the top of their minds because they live at the tip of our tongues. And then there are the ones that are not so good. And people talk about those as well, because that's just how we exist with the craft. And I'm lucky enough to be a part of the ad world, the beautiful world of advertising. And you know, it's a crazy thing. Before I got into advertising, I literally, me and the people around me, just didn't think that there was such a thing as a career in making ads. You know, you thought being in advertising was about being the model. You know, it's about being that guy who was in the Peanuts ad. You know, for you guys that are not millennials, you'll remember that advert with that guy. It even had a jingle, the Peanuts song. And all you thought about was, damn it, I need to be in an ad. And there was also, you know, there were great ones like that that Blue Brand one. How about a hula? I know I'm killing millennials right now. But up until then, we all thought that that's what advertising is. But that's what this show is about. This show is about you meeting all the people that are behind all the great ads that you know and love. Whether it's the guy who shoots the photography for a print ad for a great billboard that you've seen, whether it's a great director, a commercial director who's directed a great ad that you've seen, the voice artists, the guys behind the scenes, the brand managers, everybody who makes sure that something beautiful ends up on your screen because of how much we love it is probably gonna walk through the doors and sit at these behind these mics. And today I have a guest from said world, and some of you are going to recognize this tone because, you know, he's from, I don't want to say old school because I mean, I don't think I don't think there's such a thing exists in the world of advertising. We are forever young, as those guys say. Who are those guys? Oh wait, hold on, before I carry on, I'm still flying. I'm flying with my man Duncan. You might remember my man Duncan from my days at TG Squared. Duncan, why don't you say what's up to the world of advertising? I don't think some of them have met you.
Hello, the world of advertising. I'm the greatest ad in the world, man.
He's nervous. Don't worry about it, Duncan. This is going to be fine. But our guest today is none other than Mr. Wing Wing Mdlula.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks, Duncan. You're supposed to creed that. Oh, come on. Okay, let's try that again. Duncan, come on now. Right? So I'm going to give the intro once again. So our guest today is none other than the amazing, the incomparable Mr. Wing Wing Mdlula. Tweet, tweet, tweet. That's what's up.
That's it.
Wing, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, Grant. How you doing?
I'm very good. For those of you who don't know, I mean, I'm going to let him speak about himself again slightly later. But Wing is the guy who essentially gave me this voice that's speaking behind this background. And he gave me my break in this beautiful game of advertising. And I mean, I said he was from the old school. I almost revealed how long ago it is that you gave me said break. Because that was careful. A long time ago.
Careful.
But we're here right now. Wing, tell us, man, how are you? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm great, actually. I'm doing some fun, exciting new things. I've recently ventured into the world of branded entertainment and brand content. And I've just started a new company in partnership with Connect TV. It's called Connect and More. And we're just having some fun playing around, doing advertiser-funded programming, branded entertainment, and branded content.
Oh, wait, stop. Isn't Connect TV those people who do Our Perfect Wedding and Date My Family and all that stuff?
That's it.
So is that what you're going to be doing?
Well, with a twist, yeah.
Oh, is it? Twist.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. Okay, so let me tell you guys something else. So Wing also, he's going to tell you himself.
Yeah.
Used to have this other agency, and it used to be called... Twist, yes, yeah, that's what he did right there.
Yeah.
So,
I wasn't trying to do that, but you know, when you're a natural, it just flows. Like, what? Yeah, trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches.
There we go. There it is. So, man. So, Wing. I was saying that this is the same people who make Date My Family and so
Our Perfect Wedding. Whatever.
So, what's your contribution to that going to be?
Yeah. Okay, because the programs you've just mentioned are distinctly Mzansi and they connect, you know, with the people of Mzansi, and they're loved and appreciated, and you know, Twitter just blows up every time those shows are on. You
completely,
know?
Completely.
So the new venture, the new business, is actually creating this type of content for brands. So, originating ideas and content for brands. So with the, you know, with the distinctly South African local flavor, with the Mzansi flavor, unapologetically Mzansi and whatever. Kind of same thing, you know, I tried to do in advertising. Same thing I was doing in advertising.
Oh, dope.
Just kind of doing ads that kind of sound, look, smell, and speak with a distinctly Mzansi voice. So it's doing branded entertainment and content for brands
that
on
is
TV.
Really cool.
Yeah,
that's
with
dope.
That flavor. Yeah.
Look, I think that's awesome, man. I mean, for me personally, I mean, the less of some of those shows that I see on TV that we are forced to watch coming from over the shores, the better. I mean, there's another one. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but yeah, like, you know what? This is Cliff Central. I'm allowed to say. Hey, there's a thing called House of Pain, guys. Yes, like
is it painful?
That's exactly what it is. Like, it's one of those things that you think, you know, I literally shot in an afternoon because someone said someone in South Africa needs a show, guys. After the poll, something needs to come on, guys. Some guy from South Africa called us with a tender for something after the poll, and House of Pain is it. So yeah, man, that sounds exciting. That sounds really exciting.
No more of that. Yeah.
Cool. So that's very cool. So you know what we're gonna do?
Yeah.
Now that you know people have met Wing and what he's about, we're gonna play another track, but when we come back, Wing is gonna tell us, you know, we're gonna take it all the way back to how, you know, how advertising found Wing, or how Wing found advertising, how he thinks that's shaped how he does things right now, how, you know, all that kind of stuff. We're gonna have a lot of fun. But before that, I mean, if you wanna give us a call, if you wanna have a chat with Wing, give us a call on 0861-555-189, or hit us up on Twitter at cliffcentral.com, or Facebook Cliff Central, or on WeChat Cliff Central. Okay, dope. Yeah. So I mean, if you're wondering, you know, whether this show is only ever going to be about songs that remind you of the guys in the studio when they are working late, no, that's all Wing Wing's music. He's being rowdy in the studio, but it's fine because, you know, it's just me, him, and Duncan, so it's allowed. It's allowed for him to get rowdy and not freak anybody out. So I think, you know, once again, We're gonna ask Wing some questions now about, you know, who Wing is when he comes
questions.
From. Wait, not just yet. Okay, not just yet. Don't make me nervous, Wing. Okay, but I'll let Wing ask me some questions later. But hit us up if you have any questions for Wing. If you have any questions for me, the number is 0861-555-189 on Twitter. It's at cliffcentral.com, or hit me up straight on my Twitter account at Blaxem, at BLAXEM, or you can hit Wing Wing straight at
@_wing.
That's what's up. Or on Facebook, you can go to Cliff Central, or on WeChat, Cliff Central as well. Okay, excellent. Wing.
Yo.
So when did, you know, I was, like I said, you know, with me, you know, this advertising thing didn't really exist until I went to a place, to a school. How did this whole advertising thing start for you?
Look, I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, you know, we grow up watching ads, listening to ads, memorizing jingles, you know, Giddy Vienna, Giddy Salami, Giddy Lofo Tsanam. You know? So, I just happened to stumble upon this career called copywriting. I think I was in standard 9, grade 11
these days,
and doing business economics. And we were kind of going through all the kind of aspects of marketing. Mm. And there was a subsection that went into advertising and the various kind of departments and the various roles in advertising. And there just happened to be this person called a copywriter.
Yeah.
And without even knowing exactly what that was, I felt that sounded like me because don't try me. Don't try me just yet.
Right.
And it was basically because I had a love for creative writing.
Right.
And at that point, I kind of had no idea where, you know, to go career-wise, you know. Mm. And if you're a bit, brightiana, you're going to be a doctor, accounting types or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I kind of, stumbled upon it. But getting into it was a whole other story. It took me years.
Yeah. Did you start at the bank or something? Okay. I think it's just testament to how tough it was to get into.
No. It really is. At that time, there was the AAA School of Advertising. Mm. And, I heard of the school. I wrote to the school, and they told me, no bursaries. And they kind of sent me, the fees, what it cost and whatever. And my parents kind of tore that thing up and told me, you're playing winner.
Yeah,
you will go to varsity and do a BCom.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you did a BCom copywriting.
well, yeah. So I remember then. After writing to the School of Advertising, because I happened to be an ad groupie then.
Right.
So I wrote to a few agencies. I remember a certain Mr. Graham Warsop.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what's up.
I got a letter from him saying, unfortunately, we can't.
Yeah.
I wrote to Young and Rubicam.
Yeah.
I wrote to, there was an agency called Lintas at the time.
Right.
And they were all like, we can't give you a bursary or whatever. So off it was to do my BCom.
Mm. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you still know BCom things? You know, do you still apply BCom things? You know,
try me on price theory and on macroeconomic policy.
There we go.
And monetary policy. And,
it is.
And Milton Keynes and things like that.
It sounds like buzzwords.
Law, you know, ceteris paribus, del credere.
All I'm saying, man, is that sounds like the kind of words that get people behind bars, my man. All I can say is Panama Papers, boy. Panama Papers.
Sure. Yeah.
So, while we're talking about it, the intention is never for the show to get too heavy, but I think we also, it'd be remiss of us to kind of, leave some of the real things that we actually should be talking about as well. Do you think that it's gotten easier to get into the game, or do you think that are there more avenues that you think have become more available for people to get into the game?
I think there are more schools.
Right.
Excuse me. And I think the schools have become let's say more approachable in a way, or more accessible. More accessible. So I think it's slightly easier to get in. Slightly easier.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's still not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Wing, at the same time, I also know that because of the need that I think everyone knows the industry has, for brand new talent, for brand new black talent, there have been a lot of like colleges that have been popping up and colleges that have gotten the courses popping up internally. But at the same time, we also know some of the pitfalls that come with some of those places.
Yeah.
When you have an intern intake,
yeah.
And you see these kids and you're like, hey man, these people have paid all this cash for all this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a problem, okay? And it's a problem in South African education.
Right.
Yeah, for a whole bunch of reasons. But we also find there will always be vultures where there's money to be made or a bit of a buzz. Yeah, you know, there's a bit of a buzz about a specific industry, right. you know, like these kind of sound engineering colleges,
this
and that, design colleges, interior design schools, blah, 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 animation schools. There's a lot of those.
So you think it's the same fate?
It is kind of the same thing. Vultures out to make a quick buck.
Yeah.
And just as you were saying now, then we take in interns, job shadowing, and all of that stuff. And it shocks you that people have gone through 3 years of paying, or their parents paying through their noses for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
It is rough. It's really, really rough. But look, at the same time, I mean, I've always said, I mean, in as much as you kind of get a great basing from the, I almost said basting.
Yeah.
You get a great basing from the school that you come from, but actually the real learning starts when you actually get to the agency. And I mean, from your experience, I mean, you've worked at a few agencies. I mean, how many agencies have you worked at? I mean,
okay, I started at Lindsay Smithers.
There it is,
CB. So that will give you an idea.
Life was still sepia.
Yeah, pretty much. There was no high definition TV.
Yeah,
yeah. TV business island. I say move a hump on the back. Those TVs, the no flat TVs, and they were like, that was even before ETV, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Even before ETV.
Yeah.
So I got into the game in 1996.
Whoa.
February 1996.
Mm.
Yeah, and I came straight from the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight from the bank. Boom. Into advertising.
At Lindsay Smithers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then so you've been at a few agencies. So that was
Lindsay
Smithers.
Then I went off after about 8 years at Lindsay Smithers. I went off.
Yeah.
Started an agency with a friend of mine. And we were backed by Lowe,
right?
Lowe Bull at the time. We did that for about almost 4 years,
right.
And then I went off, got headhunted by Network BBDO.
Dope.
And off I went, and I was at Network BBDO for I think another 3 years, and a bit. And then I went to Leopa. I spent 9 months as an executive creative director at Leopa Net. And then,
yeah,
it was fun.
Is there a place you have not worked at?
let's see. I've always wanted to work like the drive-through or something. You know, with my chips, my queen, and just challenge.
No.
It's on the job. You know, yeah. I think that'd be pretty good.
Or just talk.
You just talk. Controversy.
No. But I guess what I was angling at is the fact that, you know, of all these places that you've been at, you know, do you think that I would like to believe that, you know, you're gonna tell me that you've watched the intake of interns kind of gradually get better, and the programs that have been set up for interns and for new people get better. Is that the case?
Okay, let me tell you, when I got in, okay, it was that agency's kind of first interns, you know, first intern takeship.
Yeah.
Intern intake.
That's right.
Yeah. So because it was post 94.
Right.
And everybody, you know, was kind of waking up all of a sudden to the fact that we can't keep agencies lily white.
Right.
And South Africa needed to have South African advertising needed to have a South African voice.
Right.
So it was a bit, you know, tentative, weird and whatever. And I know, for instance, that there were other agencies, one other agency, maybe two others, that started doing similar initiatives around that time. And the, you know, I made a few friends even from other agencies, you know, guys I knew, like one or two guys I knew from Agassi, you know, who were at other agencies.
Right.
And it was a kind of a good feeling and a good time, you know, we're all excited, all euphoric, you know, new South Africa.
Yes.
We're going to be doing these new things, you know, in advertising, you know.
Oh, why am I getting nervous?
Well, you tell me. You tell me.
No.
You tell me why you're getting nervous.
No, I'm not nervous at all. All I'm saying is, you know, I always say, even in meetings, as soon as someone says, like, no, but my four times in a row with the high pitch, you must know something's wrong.
No,
I'm saying is that, you know, you know, kind of go back to it. Have you seen a gradual change in that system?
Yeah, look, I've seen more black interns.
Right.
Okay. Mm. I've seen more black interns.
Mm.
What I have not seen are more black MDs, CEOs of agencies, black executive creative directors, and all of that stuff. People at the very, very top.
Yes.
And at agencies. And I you know, you can have a billion interns.
Right.
Okay. A billion black interns.
Yeah.
Okay. But if those people are not being allowed to grow in those agencies and to grow into effective leadership positions, then we kind of kidding ourselves.
So but where do you think the fall off happens, though, Wing? I think there must be a whole lot of variables that inform where that fall off happens. What do you think one or two of those things are?
Look,
we're at that heavy place now.
No.
That place.
Yeah. Well, it didn't take long, did it?
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Yeah. No. Here's the thing. For instance, I told you when I came in.
Right.
There were other agencies who were doing similar things, and a few friendships I made and guys I kind of knew from the guys, you know.
Yeah.
I could say probably 90% of those people are out of the ad agency world.
Yeah.
Okay. 90% of them. And those were people, talented people, smart people who've gone on to do great things in other, you know, industries and whatever.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, it's a glass ceiling.
Yeah.
So you can't really see it, but you feel it.
I think we definitely then, you know, through platforms like exactly this one, we need to somehow, you know, constantly keep chatting about how we think we can, one, change that.
Mm.
Two, just make sure that kind of thing just, you know, ceases to exist.
No.
And I think, I think that, you know, it actually is possible, you know. I think, you know, to your point, to kind of lose all that talent, and you know what, to be honest with you, I don't think it only happens with black talent.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of talented people who kind of go, fuck, I love this game. I think this game is really, really dope. But I think the game somehow needs to figure out why this happens to be some kind of a fall off. Is it because the model kind of tapers in its natural kind of way, you know, that you know, there can only ever be that many executive creative directors, there can only ever be that many CDs, because that's also the reality.
No, it is the reality,
you know. I think we have to the more we chat about it and the more we kind of interrogate the model, I think the more we can actually see what that stuff can be. But excellent. That's dope. Duncan is lining up another track for us right now. I want you guys to know, you know, like, we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna chat about everything. We're gonna chat about everything out here. What also happens to be happening tonight, I'm gonna plug them for no reason, is that they're Network BBDO are having a party tonight. If you didn't get an invite, I wouldn't suggest you just rock up, because I don't think that's gonna turn out well for you. But they have a party, and the party's there, and normally really, really dope. But there are certain songs that play at advertising parties that just remind you that you are at an advertising party. And I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad thing, because, you know, you are with your friends, and then something like this comes on. You know, you're having a really great party. So to all the guys who are going to Network's party today, have a dope time. Uber. And get all those other services that are going to drive you home, because it's probably going to be a really, really dope party. But once again, don't forget, hit us up. The number is 0861-555-189 on Twitter at CliffCentral.com. On Facebook is Cliff Central. On WeChat is Cliff Central as well. And hit me up straight at Blacksim on Twitter, and at @Kinile_Wing for Wing Wing's Twitter account. Dope. We'll be back.
on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you who've been to any advertising party, you know that there's a distinct tequila taste in your mouth right now.
I can taste the tequila already. Advertising party.
Yeah, no. When those are good, they're great.
Yeah.
When they're great, they're bloody amazing.
Really good. Remember, Saikumbulima Gate.
Yeah, Zoshishi Market.
Market.
Yeah, we once took over the little town of Market. For those of you who were there, I bet most of you now have effects from then. You know, like little twitches now that you can't explain. They come from that time. In other advertising news, there was the DNAD judging happened a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And there were some really, really great wins for South Africa in that space. Yeah, so really congratulations to everyone who won out there. The can judges have just been announced. We've got a contingent of nine judges that are going to be leaving from out here to go and judge in the south of France. And that's going to be really, really cool. I hear it's quite a grueling experience. Wing has been through this experience, Wing, how do you separate yourself from, being in the south of France, where it's essentially like the most glamorous Margate in the world.
Proper.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do you separate yourself from that and then the day-to-day grind of work?
Look,
by grind I meant the work.
It's hard.
Yeah,
it's hard. I remember the year I judged, there was a judge from Santiago, Chile.
Yeah.
Who was on the same panel as me. He was missing. I think he came to the judging at about 1 at lunchtime. Because I think he'd gone big the previous night.
Yeah.
And trust me, the South Americans go big in Cannes, at the Cannes Lions.
That's
they go big.
You know what's amazing about them though is that they really know how to party big, but they win big as well at the awards show. And maybe I'm gonna be controversial now, but do you think that there's a correlation to the relationship they have with their work, treating it as this place where you can't necessarily be normal is a bad word, but you can't approach it like it's not a party itself, you know what I mean? But also to find some kind of balance between, I know I need to be enjoying this, then that's the only way I'm going to be making dope work.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a correlation there?
Well, maybe they do advertising the same way they play football. The same way they dance.
Boom!
I don't know. But there's a
once again, Safa comes to the fore. Safa is letting us down. Once again. Checks Mashaba breaks advertising. Once again, guys. Guys, I've been saying this. I've been saying this. Sheikh Mashaba and Safa are ruining advertising as well. If we start playing better football, we'll start winning
maybe,
more.
But another thing I noticed about the South Americans, apart from their joy and, how they live, and, there just seems to be just this joy in what they do and enjoyment. I noticed when I was in Cannes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time. There's almost a certain, I'd say, Latin American brotherhood.
Right.
Regardless of the countries
from which they come.
And I even noticed there was also a few agency guys from Spain who were actually kind of part of this
American coalition
type thing
Spanish coalition maybe
let's call it the Spanish coalition
Spanish / Portuguese coalition
except in Brazil they they're Portuguese.
But
apart from that, so you also found the judges from South America. I remember they also feel some kind of responsibility there's a certain affinity they have for the work from their region. So they would like and they kind of love for their region to do well. And they love reporting back home, calling back home and saying, we did well, this campaign, blah, 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 So they are very, very passionate.
But there's obviously been a lot of controversy about that over the years. About how abundantly clear it is, or it seems, that everyone kind of goes, oh, well, if all else fails, it just default to voting for your region. Do you think then that we are doing enough It's a weird way to look at it, but to kind of build a region, you know, because you know, like in the past couple of years, I think the work from like our surrounding countries has gotten much better.
Much better
actually also sounds very condescending, but I think that has started to show up again in international shows.
Yes.
Do you think that there's something we need to be cultivating?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And I remember when I was there at the time, there was a brotherhood of sorts,
right.
But it wasn't formal or anything like that.
Right.
It just happened that there were quite a few.
And who would you align with? Oh, it's just South Africans.
A few South Africans. And
FIFA lento.
No, mamela. And here's another thing, because I think that initiative.
Yeah.
Needs to be kind of revived and given a whole new slant and a whole new spirit, because you know, we're talking about work from our region
completely.
Yeah, kind of now becoming more visible and you know, and showing up at award shows. So I think that's an indication that we actually need to cultivate a brotherhood or a fraternity of sorts, you know. That kind of...
I agree completely.
Yeah, advances the cause.
Okay, dope. So we have had somebody send us a message wanting to know from Wing Wing, how do they get to be a part of some kind of internship program at an agency? And how easy is it, or how difficult is it? And can I be down? Mm-hmm. Wing.
Yes, most definitely. There are quite a few industry bodies that you can get in touch with. I know, for instance, the Creative Circle.
Yeah,
South African Creative Circle. I think they have an initiative to bring more talent in, and there's also the ACA, Association. Come on, Advertising and Communications Association.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's the kind of official industry bodies.
Right.
All the agencies are members.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's an official kind of mouthpiece of the advertising and communications agencies. So you can look them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they also are kind of a good starting point, a good contact point, and between those two bodies, we'll be able to point you in the right direction, and because agencies all the time are taking interns.
I know the Creative Circle does a lot of work in that space, so I think hit them up. And you should be able to land yourself at an agency somewhere.
Or you can pass the grant.
Or you can pass the grant and or Wing Wing at his new venture called Connect and More. His email address is kungile@connect.tv.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. That's the pass the power. Wing, tell me, we're gonna another thing that we're constantly going to be talking about is also current advertising, you know, and you know, both of us having been in the game for a bit, we know that you know, bad ads happen to good people all the time, you know. So, but we're gonna mostly talk about the ones that made us go, "What now? That's dope," you know, because for me, I always find it weird when we sit and talk about. Hey, that's a shit ad because what actually we know how these things happen to good people, and I think we're just going to co-sympathize with each other as a system and as a people, and just chat about some of the good ads that we've seen recently. I'll tell you one that I wasn't expecting to like. Because those ads have almost always had a particular brand of humor to them. It's a Clipdrift ad, the latest one.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
They've always had a particular brand of humor to them, which is cool, but it kind of had a flavor that I felt had and they were popular. Those ads used to win those Millard Brown top 10 ads always used to feature. Aces and whatever.
Yeah.
But that current one with the jingle, can't go wrong with a good jingle. That ain't right.
That ain't right.
See, I love that ad.
Yeah.
See, I think that ad is dope. I think it's dope because the thinking is completely is so simple, And the execution is hella simple. And there's little nuances, little things that, like, little reactions. Yeah. Little reactions by the little girl when she claps her hands and says, I cannot believe you just did that.
Mm-mm.
Tapping into little things like, you know, that guy's, the Drake move that he does in there.
Yeah,
I just know, you know what, that's a dope ad. It didn't have to try very hard to make me go.
Yeah.
So any stuff that you've seen recently?
Yeah, look, there's one.
Yeah.
There's one that stands out in particular, and I like it for a whole bunch of reasons.
Yeah,
yeah, it's damn well written.
Yeah,
it is well written.
Right,
and as somebody you know who is a copywriter at heart,
right,
and who kind of has a love for you know words and language and stuff like that.
Right.
It's and it tells a beautiful story.
Yeah.
It's well shot.
Tell us.
Yeah, suspense. Yeah. It's I think it's called Start With Zero. It's the title of the ad.
Oh, yeah?
It's for Investec.
Okay.
Yeah, it tells the story of I think the lady's name is Nhlanhla Zondo or somebody like that. Her story basically from where kind of she started in a township. As you know, and we know townships, you know, going to school, you know, like early in the morning, coming back late at night, and what she's gone on to achieve,
right.
You know, what she is right now. And I like it, okay, yeah, like I said, beautiful story, but man,
very well written,
yeah you know, it goes on because this lady turned out to grew up to be a maths whiz, a maths boffin,
right,
you know, and so it starts off, it says start with zero, add this, add that, multiply this, divide by poverty,
yes,
blah
yes,
blah
yes.
blah, it's beautifully written.
Okay, that's
dope. And I'm gonna go on a little bit about copywriting.
Yes, because
I believe, and I've yet to be proven wrong, that it's been a neglected craft,
right?
In the let's say last decade or so.
Okay, how so?
No, I think it's a function of a whole lot of things. I think we've become a more visual society.
Because of things like social media and whatever.
Social media and whatever. And I mean, you've seen in award shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many kind of, like if you're looking at print ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. So many posterized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I think, if you look at the stuff that's won, especially South African stuff that's won recently, it's radio. And it's radio that's been, that's been written a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean that's kind of where it's kind of the anchor of copywriting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I agree with you. There's no. Yeah. I agree. 100%. South Africa has always had brilliant radio advertising writers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. Yeah. You can count. You can count.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those people.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know them by name.
Yeah.
You know them by name. Yeah. And you know. Yeah. No. It's. It tends to be a few agencies, and a few good writers, you know. But radio, and for some reason, South Africa, siaba trapa nge radio.
You can say siaba nies.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, Thiben de Lama.
That's fantastic.
So you know
what we're going to be doing as well is that after every show, you know, after we speak about the ads that we think we love, we're going to put them up on the page on the show's page. Tell us what you think. Hit us up. Tell us what your opinions are. So for those will exist on the week. I mean for the week until the following week when we speak about more ads. There is another one though that I saw recently. And it was for also beautifully shot ad. It's for coronation. And it's I think the sentiment, like, I can't remember the copy verbatim, but the sentiment is, you know, if your money came easy, you wouldn't invest it with like pretty much anyone.
Yeah.
But it's literally just watching these people toil.
Yeah.
You know, like people going at every type of job, just going in and working and working. And even the jobs that have always been made to seem glamorous just kind of had this hue of like, look, all of us, we work hard for our cash.
Yeah,
and that's why investing it is such a dope, it's such a big decision. And I just think, you know, because of how simplistic that messaging was as well, not convoluted, not diluted in trying to say too much.
Yeah.
Because that's why I think a lot of us fall into traps.
And you know, it's got to be single-minded. It's got to be single-minded. And tell that to your clients, though. Tell that to your clients, because sometimes, you know, we've all been victims. And you were talking about bad ads happening to good people. Mm. We've all been victims of bad client briefs.
But I think, you know what I think it is? I think it's a combination of elements. It's the easiest thing also to just put it squarely at the feet of the clients. But I think it's also a conversation. It's conversations that need to be ongoing, you know? And I think nobody can ever deny the importance of simplicity. Even when the client wants like a lot of things, once you start at simplicity, everyone kind of understands where they should be going towards. And I think we should all be going towards that. We should all be talking to ourselves, each other, and the clients about let's start making
single-minded. Because you've seen ads that are like shot beautifully, shot beautifully, but then you try and follow.
Yeah,
you try and follow. And at some point, you're like, midway through the thing, and you're like, okay, what's this ad about? What are they trying to tell me? And look, if an ad confuses me and you, who are kind of ad professionals, I mean, what chance does the average, viewer, the viewer who kind of is, who this ad is trying to communicate to, what chance do they have of understanding it?
No, like you said, it's trap. Once again, the hip hop gets in the way. It's trap, Buffet Jesus Bulala. That's a trap music, Buffet Jesus Limana. It's taken away the good rap, and they've left us with this trap. That trap, you have to tell them up, friends. This is where the problem is going to be, my man. I'm telling you.
What does trap rhyme with?
Okay, guys. You know what? I knew this would happen. I knew that, an hour is never going to be enough. There's so many of these advertising stories to tell. There's so many of these insights that we just want to chat about. And hopefully one day when I'm big, the people upstairs.
Can I quickly tell them about you?
Here we go. All right, cool. Quick though, because we got to go.
So about Grant. Okay. There's this kid who wandered into my office, an intern. He was buried somewhere in a division of the agency I was working in. Yeah, I don't know, shuffling paper or making copies shredding something. He wanders into my office. He says, "What are you working on?" I'm like, "Who are you?" He introduces himself. I'm like, "Okay, three briefs I'm working on. There, go. We're reviewing this time tomorrow." Following day, came around again, came to review. He didn't duck or dodge. He was there at the appointed time.
Yes, sir.
And he showed me his work, and I signed him up on the spot. I phoned HR. Yeah, budget. Yeah, cool. This guy, I want him. Yeah, and that's that.
So at some point, I was Messi-esque. You know? but thank you so much, Wing. Thanks so much for showing up, my man. It's been great hanging out, and I know we're gonna have a whole lot more of these amazing conversations. I always say that the good thing they made the show on a Wednesday, because if it was on a Friday, we'd have tequila.
It was almost sugar.
Exactly. So thank you so much, Wing. And man, let's keep making dope stuff. Thank you so much,
brother. Thank you. Bye. Sharp.
Yo, yeah. So that was Wing Mdlula, and that was the first show. Tune in once again next week Wednesday, 11 a.m. But once again, it's also available on the podcast. Download that, play it to your moms. We didn't swear too much, so she won't mind. We'll be back again next week with some dope music, some dope advertising people, and some more dope the G-Man, your ad man. Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.